Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. Episode 82 is right here, folks. Piping hot, fresh, right out of the oven. What am I talking about? Fresh right out of the oven. Actually, it's pretty cold in here because I've got the air conditioning on, but outside it is 91 degrees. You know, I love Los Angeles. How we had a nice, mild summer, and now we go into the autumn, and the autumn gets very toasty around here. And many people talk about global warming. And why am I talking in a British accent? Because I must when I talk about global warming. Boy, people get really crazy about global warming, man. I was reading about, or watching a thing where, I don't know, like Al Gore, you know, because he's the big global warming guy, but he's also invested in some businesses that really make big profits, you know, if we go more green. And we all know that pollution's not good for the planet. Okay, that's fine. I don't even understand how we even get into the habit of dumping, you know, crap in our water and our air, but we did. Okay, now okay, we need to work on that. Let's reverse all that. But, you know, we may not be able to do much else because even if we get a cloth bags in for shopping, which they recommend, you know, to get rid of the paper, the plastic, whatever, it may not do that much because, you know what? There's a whole bunch of scientists that say that the reason we have the global warming thing, it's because of unusual sun activity. We've had it in the past, and then other scientists say it's not even global warming. I don't know. I'm confused. All I know is that you can't smoke anywhere. See how I work that in? You really can't smoke anywhere. All right. Anyway, I don't really want to get into smoking. I think I might have covered that last week, but so far so good. My upstairs neighbor. No problems. I blow cigar smoke in here like it's a friggin' cigar lounge. A cigar lounge with just me in it. And they must have done a good job of plugging up whatever was getting through the upstairs. Or maybe he just doesn't care. Or maybe he's just a frightened guy. Actually, he seems like a kind of a frightened guy because I was joking with him and he got this look of terror on his face. Like he did something wrong. And I thought to myself, yeah, I own you, man. That's right, I own you. Me and my cigar. We own you up in this thing. No, anyway, he's very nice. He's very nice. Very nice guy. And that's about it. Actually, one of my neighbors went to the Comedy Store. She was performing in a improv troupe. And I told her that my name is etched into the Comedy Store wall there, along with many comedians, top comedians, or maybe not so top comedians, but a lot of famous people. And so I said, hey, you know, you might want to check it out. And she did, and she took a picture, and that was very nice. And, you know, I used to put pictures up on my website, but then I got discouraged with it because I was having problems. One time I put a picture up and all the pictures got whacked out, so I don't really remember how to do it at this point. And good news is, kind of got the wheels are in motion to fix my website and the podcast to make it available on all devices. I'm not going to get into the particulars of it, but I'm hoping within the next couple months I'll be on any kind of device you want to listen to, as well as the iTunes store, finally. I mean, for crying out loud, I should be in the Guinness Book World Records of a guy who's had a podcast for, you know, so long, and he still couldn't get into the iTunes store. You know, and I kind of understand partially why I'm not in there. But I don't totally understand it, but we're on the case. I've got a Columbo, technological Columbo working on it, and we think we've solved it. So assault. There's a few different problems here. So, but, you know, I have to say that, you know, I've come a long way from, like, about 2 years ago where I knew nothing technologically except email. And now I am, here I am sitting in my house all by myself like a grown-up, recording on my little MacBook on GarageBand. Who would have thought? Who would have even thought that I could have done this? And then later on, I'll be uploading it onto my website all by myself. That's the kind of man that I've become. All right. So I mentioned the last couple of weeks that I went to this supermarket called Vallarta, which is a kind of a Latino Hispanic slash Hispanic. A market, and there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them, and I mentioned before that many of the employees at my former go-to market, Gougers, would tell me about this and how great it was and how cheap it is. And anyway, so I went 2 weeks in a row. I didn't go this past week, but I saw last. I guess it was Monday. The guy that, the gardener, the main gardener, the guy who comes here and does our gardening, landscaping, a guy named Juan. He's from Mexico. And, you know, he's a nice guy. He's been here for, I don't know, he told me 15, 20 years, something like that. He speaks English good. I mean, you know, but obviously you can tell he's from another country and he's from Mexico. And, you know, we're always joking around with each other. He works so hard, that guy. I mean, you know, he works so friggin' hard. And so anyway, I said to him, he was like, you know, I was doing my exercise and he was working. And I told him, hey, I went to Vallarta twice. And he looked at me and goes, you went to Vallarta twice? He kind of talks like that. You went to Vallarta twice? Yeah, I went to Vallarta twice. He looked puzzled. And I go, you know, the supermarket. He goes, oh, the supermarket. He goes, I thought you meant Puerto Vallarta. I said, Puerto. I said, how can you go to Puerto Vallarta twice in 1 week? And that was hilarious to me. And I hope it was equally hilarious to you. And I said, no. And here I'm thinking, like, you know, I'm such a friggin' weirdo white boy. I went to Vallarta. And he's telling me, and he's like, Puerto Vallarta twice? What are you, crazy? You crazy person. And then last week I'm at Whole Foods. You know, Whole Foods has a completely different clientele. Many of the gouger people can cross over into Whole Foods. I'm sure some of the Vallarta people and the Ralph's people, you know. But anyway, you know, it's got that certain kind of organic, gluten-free, you know, I don't eat anything that's not within 6 miles of where I'm standing at any given moment. So I like to talk to people, ask advice, especially in the produce department when I'm buying something that I'm not sure of. And I forgot what it was. I wanted to see, I think it was an avocado. You know, the longest time I was very confident in my avocado choosing. And then for a long time, I wasn't. I don't know, I lost my avocado prowess. Something happened to me. I had to go to a rehab. And I had to go to a 12-step Avocados Anonymous program to learn how to pick an avocado that's riper or determine when it will be ripe. But very often, it's also an excuse for me to talk to women, you know, just as a conversation. You know, I'm not really hitting on them, just talking. So there's a lady there, an Asian, very beautiful Asian lady, pregnant, kind of, you know, really pregnant. So I said to her, I asked her, hey, do you think you could tell me when this, if this avocado is good or not, or blah, blah, blah. And she, you know, I said to her something like, you know, you're going to be a mother. I figured you would know. And she kind of chuckled. And so she told me And then I thanked her. And as she walked away, I say, when are you due? And then she goes, I'm an actress. I go, what? I asked you when you're due. She goes, oh, I thought you asked me, what do I do? And that's the thing about this town. Here's a lady, an Asian lady, a nice looking lady, who's pregnant. And even as she's about to give birth to her child, she's trying to audition for something. She's trying to promote her career. What do you do? When am I? Forget what I'm due. I'm an actress. And I will do a monologue right here in the produce department to prove to you that I can play a pregnant woman in a produce department. So I thought that was interesting. All right. Now, here we go. I got a whole kind of a chunk here, I guess, on Ralph's. Because I went to Ralph's, I think, maybe three times this week. Maybe a little more. Something like that. And first of all, again, I'm in Ralph's, and I'm trying to pick a good apple. Either a good apple or a plum. Maybe it was a plum. Those apples I can tell. I think I got confused because there was a big plum that kind of looked like an apple. And, you know, plums, that you have to eat them when they're soft. So I thought it was an apple, but it was a plum. And anyway, I'm talking to one of the guys that works there. And then this lady comes by, kind of a, let me see how I describe this lady. Middle-aged, I don't know, maybe Armenian, maybe Russian, I'm not sure. Not, you know, I don't want to say she's not attractive, because I don't feel that's not fair. You know, that's not a fair, I'm just trying to describe, she's not like a hottie, okay? Maybe she's hottie to somebody. Maybe she was. But anyway, she was just kind of like a kind of regular-looking lady. I'm just trying to give you a visual, okay? Don't judge me. So I don't know. I don't know if I asked her, but somehow she just volunteered. And she picked up a piece of fruit, and she goes, ah, you know, what I like to do to find out if it's ripe or not, is I like to smell it. And she sticks this fruit right on her nose, right into her nostrils. Like her nostrils are on the fruit. And this is why you need to wash your nostrils and wash your fruit and everything you get like that thoroughly. As a matter of fact, I'm going to actually start washing my apples a little bit better. You know, I've come to actually start washing. I actually wash the outside of the avocado now because of somebody told me that you should, I think, or I read or I saw, you should do it. And so I wash it in soapy cold water, wash it off, and then I cut into it. You know, call me neurotic, call me a germaphobe, I don't care. This is the world we're living in, okay? And she did it a couple times. And I go, enough already, you're making me nauseous with your testing how a fruit is ripe. By sticking it up your nose. You know how I test it? I stick it up my butt. Whoa! Sorry, folks. Couldn't resist. Then I met a very nice girl. A young girl, only 19. She works in the bakery. Very sweet girl. She's in school. And, you know, she's studying to be a court reporter. So I was telling her. So I said to her, you know, that a movie star, somebody who's a movie star today, was a court reporter for 8 years till he was about 25. And didn't become an actor till he was 25. Now he's a famous actor. And she said, really, who? And I said, Harvey Keitel. And she looked completely lost. I said, you don't know Harvey Keitel, Mean Streets, The Bad Lieutenant, billions of movies, millions of movies, whatever, lots of movies. She said, no, no. And I go, and that really made me feel older. And as I was saying that to her, I could have, there was like an older guy, a guy older than me, at least he looked older than me, was walking by and he started kind of like laughing or kind of chuckling because he knew what I was talking about. Ain't know who Harvey Keitel is. But she didn't. And the thing is, you know, she can't be fault. It's such a fragmented world we're living in. You know, we're living in a world, when I grew up, there were three major networks on TV, and then you had, you know, a couple of local stations, and they had, what's it called, UHF or VHF, I think it was UHF, And that was it. So everybody got to watch what everybody else did. And so I was, you know, I learned about things, historical things that I probably wouldn't know of. You know, I mean, like the Little Rascals. That, you know, that was from my dad's and mom's time growing up. So I'm watching this when I'm a little kid, and I'm finding out my parents were little kids, you know, when this was going, when this was, you know, being first being shown. My point is, you can't blame these kids. They're not being exposed to Harvey Keitel. Because if you're exposed to Harvey Keitel, you'll know it. And, but anyway, so she's a very sweet girl. And thing about Ralph's that I don't like, they got the worst baggers. First of all, they always want to just put everything in a plastic bag. I don't like plastic bags, not because of the environment, because I find that they're unwieldy. You know, everything is just, you know, you put them in and I don't trust them. And I like double paper with two handles, you know, handles on each of them. So, you know, you got a grip. That's what Gougers has, and that's what Whole Foods has. And but Ralph's hasn't got there yet. What they do, if you want to put paper in plastic, they take a paper bag with no handle and put it in a plastic bag with a handle. And it's just, so I was talking to the checker, and this gentleman, Hispanic man, about middle-aged man. For some reason today, I feel like I need to give a description of everybody. And, you know, and we were talking about that in January, there's going to be a law. I don't know if it's a law, L.A. law or if it's a California law where there'll be no more plastic bags given out in grocery stores. And if you want to, they're encouraging people to bring their own bags, you know, and if you want to have a paper bag, you're going to have to pay for them. It's such a ripoff. It's just another way to make money. And I started sounding off kind of in a half-joking way to the guy about, you know, sounding off about the state, and, you know, and the man, and we're going to have to, you know, pay money for bags. And he just got nervous. I don't know nothing, man. I don't know nothing, you know. I said, all right, man, I'm just kind of having fun here. Listen, I'm going to be the guy that's going to be spending 40 to 60 cents every time I go to the market. And the thing is, if you can bring a cloth bag, but, you know, if you buy, you know, raw meat, you know, you're going to have to clean that bag immediately because you got to be careful. You don't want to get what's called salmonella, I think, or E. coli, whatever it is. There's things that can happen, you know, from the meat juices, you know, which reminds me, I saw an article about Bill Clinton. He's a vegan, and he had this incredible spread, and a journalist and him were eating this incredible spread. And, you know, he's going to have an amazing chef. And, you know, it made me think, like, wow, if I could have a chef like that, I could be a vegan. And who knows, I may someday be a vegan. But not today, folks. Ain't going to be no vegan today, okay? And then I had one, like, incident with this Asian checker, a lady, kind of middle-aged. Not exactly a hottie. Here I go again. But what happened is, when I go to get the salad bar at Ralph's, they've got the cheapest plastic container. I can never put the lid on, so I always ask the people in the deli to put the lid on and to wrap it for me. And then when they do that, they weigh it. And so what's been happening is I got charged. I got double charged at least one time because they already weighed it, and then it went through. And then when I went through the checker, for some reason I got charged twice because it was already on the thing. Well, I don't know, whatever. And so I know I go to this Asian lady, and I noticed that, you know, my bill was higher. It was way higher than it should have been. And so I questioned it, and it turned out she charged me twice for the salad, and I pointed it out to her. And then she redid it, and then it came out to something else, and I didn't understand. And then she started getting kind of agitated with me, like that lady a few weeks ago that was in the gas station, the one that, like, talk to me like this! And I mean, kind of like, you know, she had that, you know, when an Asian lady, like a middle-aged Asian lady, you know, from some Asian country, when they get mad, they get very kind of like this, like that. Why don't you know? And she was getting irritated with me, it seemed, because I didn't quite. I said, "Well, wait a minute, I don't understand." And she was like, "No, no, no." And she was getting flustered, and finally, I just let it go. I go, "Fine, fine, don't worry. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not, you know, what am I gonna? I'll trust you. Fine. I just didn't understand. I'm not good at math. Please, please don't report me to the Math Federation." I signed another one of these online petitions, which I never read all the way through. For all I know, you know, I'm reading the title, and there's, I hope I'm not, you know, going to get on some enemies list because I'm signing something I don't even know the heck I'm doing. But, you know, the things that tug at your heartstrings where, you know, people are really suffering, and, you know, and it's easy to sign these things. Something funny happened this week when they, after I got done signing it, it didn't go through right away because it wanted to know my title. You know, and I go, so you had to put down Mr. M-R, period, Mr. It's just like, if you know, it's Al Berman. What's the difference? Why do we need to know if I'm a Mr. or Ms. or Mrs.? Does it really matter? I thought when it said title, I thought it meant like, you know, are you like, you know, a CEO or something? And I did the, you know, you hit the box and says Mr. They go, really? They're stopping me from putting this petition through because they want to know what gender I am. And, you know, of course, with men, they don't know if you're married. Not like with Mrs. Miss. And then I attempted something online this week. I attempted to join this, I don't really think I want to do online dating, but then I thought, hey, you know what, maybe I should. So I saw a thing called AYI on Facebook, and I clicked it, and they, you know, and so I started to fill out the information. And one thing about these things, once you've given them your email address, forget it. They're after you. And what happened is, like, I got tired of filling it out or something, and I was like, there's too many questions. And I said, screw it, I don't want to do it. And so I didn't finish it. Well, now they got my email address, and now they're tormenting me with, you know, different women. They're sending me messages, allegedly. I mean, I haven't even put in a profile, and they got these women that are sending me messages. And so these are the kind of women that I definitely want to hook up with. I want to get to know women that just don't know my name, just know I have an email address. Because if all a woman wants from a man is an email address, then I may be her guy. If all I want is a man with an email address, I don't care what he makes, I don't care what he does, I don't care what he looks like, I don't care about any of that stuff, just as long as he has an email address. So I'm being tormented by these people. One other thing. In my building, there's a lady. I've talked about her before. She's in her 60s, and she likes to smoke the marahuchka, you know, because when you walk down the walkway, you smell it, and it's really, you know, it smells good. Oh, I love the smell of that good, good pot. I'm not going to smoke it. I'm not going after it. I've been off it for a long time, but I have to admit, oh, yeah, yeah, it smells so good. So sweet and nice. So I know she smokes it, and I've been living here for years. She's been living here for years. You know, we don't know each other that well, but lately we've been running into each other a bit because I've been in the parking lot, you know, working out, and she's remarked about how much improvement, and I'm walking well, and blah, blah, blah. And this happened before where she asked me my name. She said, Al, well, I think we were talking with somebody else there, or maybe, I don't know if somebody else was there before. She goes, Al, right? And I kind of busted her chops about it. I go, come on, I've been living here all these years, you don't know my name? But okay, that's fine, you know, I mean, she knows who I am. So the other day, she has a cousin or some relative staying with her, and she introduces me, and she goes, Mike, this is Al, right? And I go, yeah, my name is Al Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. I'm an Irishman, Al Wright. I just thought, like, and I just like, please, you know, will you stop with the not knowing my name already? And I was thinking, is it because of the marijuana that is affecting her brain cells, or is it just that She doesn't call me by name enough. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever. God love her. God love her. I don't know. I think that might be it, folks. I had a couple other things, but I'm going to hold off. You know, sometimes you just feel like you hit the moment when it was, okay, enough's enough. And when it comes to this podcast, folks, I think right now I'll say enough's enough. So thank you, everybody and anybody. As I always say, really do appreciate any and all who are listening to my podcast. And soon, I'll be completely, I'm hoping in the next couple months, I will be completely on every device, accessible on every device, on the iTunes store, in the iTunes store, in whatever store, any place where people can access podcasts, I will be. And then more people can discover it, and then I can, you know, have more people listen to it. So that's the way it is. And I think I deserve it. I think this is a pretty okay podcast. And I've listened to a lot of podcasts, folks. And I know, you know, sometimes people go, I've listened to some I was really into, and I get away from them for a while. Either you get tired of it, or you get busy, or you know what I'm saying? So listen, I understand. If you listen for a while and you get sick of me, or you get tired of listening and you go away, fine. Go away. And if you come back, fine. You know, my feeling is the people who are supposed to listen to us, the people who are supposed to listen to this are going to find it and they're going to enjoy it. And if you want to just get on your high horse and not listen to it because you're sick of it, or you got better things to do. I'm just joking. You know. Anyway, thanks again. Until next week, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.